The Emma says, I wanted to do something before Pesach for maybe the 2-3 weeks before Pesach. I don't know how many more shiurim. It's this week, next week, maybe 2 weeks, I'm not sure. But I wanted to do something before Pesach, and I was very mislipic back and forth between a bunch of things, what to do. I wanted to do something with Kutimran, something with Kutalachas. A lot of Geshmak Alachas and Kutalachas about Pesach, all over Kutalachas. Pesach, Spamish. You could open up Kutalachas, and you flip through a few pages, you find, you know, the Indian of Pesach come out all over. But, and then right while I was, I'm sure before I came, while I was eating supper, had a machshava that we should do a piece in Likutei Halachas I just learned recently, which has nothing to do with Pesach at all. It's not connected to Pesach, but we'll see that I think what I've been thinking about, obviously, as we're getting into the sugyas of Pesach, so even though it has nothing to do with Pesach, but in my head, at least in the sugya I'm living in right now, the Pesach sugya, I think it does have shaychas, and we'll see, it's a geshmaka halacha regardless, but we'll see that it is connected to Pesach. So there's an interesting halacha that we find, we're doing halachas beitzem halacha hey. So it's like about halfway through. And page Sadi Aleph and Beis. So the interesting halacha we find by Pesach, that on the Ka'ara, it says Mevi'in Lefnei Baal HaBayis Ka'ara. Machaber Paskins a Tuf Ayin Gimel Siv Dalad, that you bring before the Baal HaBayis Ka'ara. What's on the Ka'ara? Zakta Machaber. Sheish Beshalosh Matzis. There's three matzis. You have Maror, Charesis, Karpas, or Yerek Acher. If the Karpas is some other Yerek, Achaim Etzem Yemelach. So you have Karpas and you have the salt water. And then you have two cooked dishes that are on the kara also. Why do you have two cooked dishes? So we have a what they call shank bone, and we have an egg. Right? One of them, Zakta Mechaber, is Zechel of Pesach, Zechel of the Karban Pesach. The Echad, Zechel of Chagiga. It's two karbonas that we bring on Pesach. One is a Karban Pesach, one is a Karban Chagiga. And therefore we have two items, two cooked items that are on the Seder plate, that are on the kara. One Zechel of Pesach, and one is Zechel of Chagiga. Now, the truth is, it could be any tafshilim, any cooked items. They don't have to be a beitza. It doesn't have to be basar. It doesn't have to be a shank bone. It doesn't have to be anything like that. However, Zakta Mechaber of a nogobu basar beitza. The minig is that we do basar and beitza, and that's why I look at come out of Ka'ara all over the world by vegans. You know, they try to take the basar off. They're not eating it. They don't like the basar on the thing. But Batsim, halachically, again, there's a minig to do it, and there's a real minig born on the Mechaber. Batsim, you can use anything. You don't have to use basar. You don't have to use a beitza. The point is, two cooked items which are reminding you of the two kabanas that happened on Pesach, which was the Karban Pesach and Karban Chagiga. Zaktim Shabura, why dafka do you have? So a basar makes sense. Why you have a piece of meat? Because a piece of meat is going to be obviously connected to the carbon. The carbon was meat. You ate the carbon chagiga, you ate the carbon pesach, and therefore you have a piece of meat which reminds you of the carbon. What's the beitza doing on there? But why do you have an egg on the seder plate? Why do you have an egg in the ka'ara? So zakti mishabura. The reason why we have a v'yesha kasvu, you know, one reason it says v'yesha kasvu, the reason why we have a beitza, mishum the isim under zecher la'avelus beis hamikdash. The reason why we have a beitza on the ka'ara is the same reason why we have a beitza on Tisha B'Av. Right, we know that the Torah already brings down that the day that Tisha B'Av falls out is the same day of the first night of Pesach. Right? At is Aleph Tav, is Aleph the first night of Pesach, and Tisha B'Av always falls out on the same day. And therefore, the same way we have on the what's it called the Sudam Afsekas that we eat right before Tisha B'Av, the minhag is to eat an egg, because an egg is a siman of Avelus. So Memela, Zakta Mishabura, again, it's based on the Beis Yosef, Zakta Mishabura, the reason why we have an egg on the Ka'ara is Echel Avelus. Now, what Shaychas Avelus to Pesach? Right, it's the opposite. Pesach is Geula, Pesach is Cheiras, Pesach is the opposite of it. Zakta Mishabura, Danu Eisen Zechel Avelus, Beis Hamikdash, She'ein Anu Yechaylin, Lahakar of Karban Pesach. We're said that we can't be Makar of the Karban Pesach. So we have a Beitza, we have a Beya reminding us over the fact that we're talking Avelus, even though we're sitting here and we feel like kings, and even though we're sitting here and everything's amazing, and we're sitting here and every yid has to be b'chol dar v'dar chayev adam liris esatzmei kilu yatzmei mitzrayim, and every yid is living mamash geula. You have to take all the silver that you have and put it on the table. You live like a melech. Every yid has to lean. Every even the ani has to have everything that he needs in order to be able to serve, in order to be able to have Pesach at the highest level. But afal pikan, every single person has it in the ka'ara. Come on, it's the minig again. A minig in Kol Yisrael has in the ka'ara a beitza, and the beitza reminds you of Avelus the Beis Hamikdash. So again, just thinking about this halacha, it's a very odd halacha. Like, again, there's a lot of other things you could do to have a zeichat avelus. And why dafka now, on Pesach, we have to have a zeichat avelus to the Beis HaMikdash? It's supposed to be a day in which we're living geula dik, in which we're living, that the Rebbeinu, like we say in davening, the Rebbeinu took us cheris olam. They were able to believe in Pesach, that we're able to go from Pesach, we could go to Pesach, that Eliyona, we could come and be mevasa de geula, on lela seder, that every yid zeichat de geula Eliyo. We're trying to live geula dik, and dafka on the lelat seder, not just anywhere in the seder, not just that's the same reason why many of the minig to eat a beitza also the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Many of the minig, they eat a beitza. So my family has a minig. I think many people have the minig. They eat the beitza. Why? The same reason. That's how you start off Shulchan Aruch, and that's what you have on your ka'ara. On your ka'ara, every person's ka'ara, you have a beitza. which is Eichel Avilas, it doesn't stim l'chayrut, the whole Indian of Pesach. The whole Indian of Pesach is chayrus. It's freedom. It's total freedom. Total the ability to totally recognize that the Baruch Hashem is taking a set of galus. He took a set of galus. He will take a set of galus. So what do we have this for? Now, you can say that adds to the, you know, to the tefillah that we want to have to be able to daven to the Baruch Hashem for geula, but we don't really daven for the Baruch Hashem for geula. The Iker Zach and Pesach is to feel geula. It's to feel like you're ready a melech, not to feel that you want to be a melech. The Iker Zach is every year and Pesach should feel I'm ready a melech. I'm ready living in the place of Cheres. I'm ready act like I'm ready a Ben Chayrin, even if I'm not holding there, even if Klal Yisrael is not there, I should really feel that way. So why dafka and Pesach, if we have this Indian of the Beitza on the Ka'ara, do we eat a Beitza? What's this Indian? So there's halacha again in Kut Halachas Yoredei Hilchas Beitza Malacha Hey, which has nothing to do with this, but we'll see throughout the halacha that I think this will answer this. It's Pashta Shaila, why dafka we have an egg on the Ka'ara. So there is a halacha, and he's basing it on the halacha. So the way Lakut halachas works, I think I mentioned this last time, Lakut halachas is Rav Nassin took Lakut Moran, which is Rav Nachman Sefer. Rav Nassin took Shulchan Aruch, Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch, which Rav Nachman said that every yid needs to be learning at least a dafka Shulchan Aruch every single day. He pushed very, very strongly that people should be learning halacha. And Rav Nassin merged the two worlds together. He merged the world of Rav Nachman's Lakut Moran together with the world of halacha, and he was masber the world of halacha. I'll be the penimis of a kutimran. Pelda Kazakh, it's something you don't find anywhere else. But they basically took the sidus of all Shulchan Aruch, Mamash all Shulchan Aruch, going through Simon by Simon, and took Hilchas Basavachalov, and Hilchas Beitzim, and Hilchas Taruvis, and Hilchas Eivir Menachai, took all the Hilchas Kisa Adam, all the halachas, everything in all the halachas of Shulchan Aruch, and connected it to Torah and Lukutimran, and explained the halachas based on the Torah and Lukutimran. So this is what he says. The halacha says the following, and then we'll see how Rav Nassin explains it. The halacha says like this. How do you know if a beitz is kosher or not? Hey, you walk into the store, you walk into the shuk, and the guy's selling eggs. And if the eggs come from a kosher animal, it's great. You're allowed to eat them. If they come from a not kosher animal, you're not allowed to eat them. So Zakta Mechaber, how do you know if an egg's kosher or not? How do you know if an egg's kosher? Zakta Mechaber, simone abeitzim, lahaker, shehime oiftar. What's the simon to be able to figure out if an egg comes from a kosher animal? Im shnei roishin kadin oichadin, if both sides of the eggs, the egg are sharp or are round. Oishu chalmon mebechutz v'chalmon mebefnim. But yiduishu beitzes oiftami. If we'll only focus on this part, the kaden and chaden, because that's the main part he's going to focus on. If both parts are round or both parts are pointy, zakta mechaber, you know vade that it's from an oiftami. You know that that's from an animal that's not kosher and you can't eat it. Vafilum yoimer amoicher. Even if the guy who's selling it says sheheme oiftar, ain't shem chalav. You can't trust him at all. This is a pure simen that is coming from a not kosher animal. Ve'imroishay echad kad. If one part is sharp, one part is round, the ugle, the reisha shenechad, and the other part is sharp, the ugle, the chalbin mebechutz, the chalbin mebefnim, efshe shebeitz is oiftam, efshe shebeitz is oftar, the fikach shayel atzai yisrael, hamoicher ima amalei shal oifplaini, who, va'anamakirim shayis oiftar, samechalavim, oivish oiftar, v'loi amar shmai, ena samechalav. Zuck to mechaber that if you want to figure out how to do it, you have to, if it's round on both sides or sharp on both sides, you know that it's vade tamei. If it's round on one side and sharp on the other side, then it could be oif tamei, it could be oif tar. And then you have to ask the guy, and if you ask the guy and he's a yid, and you can trust him, and he tells you which bird it's from, then you can trust him. That together with the guy telling you it's from a kosher animal, is enough for simon equal to a kosher animal, and you can eat it. It's like an interesting, when people travel, this happens when people travel a lot. You know, in America, we don't deal with this. I'm sure you don't deal with this. In regular places, I don't deal with this. People that travel to way out countries, so they go to the shuk, they go to the marketplace, they want to buy eggs. Now, you don't see the animal that's laying the eggs. How do you know if the egg's kosher or not? All right, so again, egg doesn't need a hechsher in it, but how do you know if the egg's coming from kosher animal? So you have to really know, because if it's not coming from kosher animal, it's a trefa egg. So you have to know that the egg's coming from kosher animal. There are trefa animals that lay eggs also, and you have to know where it's coming from, which bird it's coming from. And the middle of this, the mechaber says, if it's, and this is the way our eggs, right? A chicken egg looks like that. It goes up to a point. Right? So it's sort of, you know, what you'd call sharp on one end, and it's round on the bottom. The bottom is round, and you can spin it on the bottom. The top is more, comes more to a point. It's like the mechaber, that's a simen that it has a big potential to be from a kosher bird. And all you need is the guy, that's the one who's selling it, to confirm that it's coming from a kosher bird. So let's see halacha, hey? Let's see how Rav Nassin's going to explain this halacha, which again, is maybe halacha that we don't deal with very often. We'll see how this is halacha that's very, very practical to every moment of our life. And that's what Rav Nassin does. He takes off Shulchan Aruch, every siman of Shulchan Aruch, and makes this mamish, this is halichas oilam. This is part of This is the way that a person walks is with all of these halachas, even the ones that don't look so practical and so relevant. We'll see that Rav Nassin is going to say how every one of them shaykh. Simani Beitzim, this is like this halacha, eh? Simani Beitzim, Shnei Roshim Kadim, or Shnei Roshim Chadim, Bavadei Tmeim. If both are sharp or both are round, Bavadei Tmeim. Roshi Echer Kad, Roshi Echer Chad, if one's Kad and one's Chad, Yachali Yishutar, It could be that it's tar. And it helps if the one who's selling it says it's coming from Oif Pliny, you can trust him. Yeridea Simon Peivav. That's the Simon that I just read. Peivav Sif Aleph. Ki Iso. Zakta Rasan. Okay, how are you going to understand this? Ki Iso Belukute Tinyana. In Lukute Maran, Tinyana, the second Chel of Lukute Maran, Simon Peihei, Amaskal, Agoizim, and Ikro Luzim. Talks about the concept over there about Agoizim, about nuts. Ayin Sham Kola Inyan Azem. Of Worsham, She Beitzim and Mechinis Luzim, She Nigmarim Be'esrim Be'echad Yoim, that Beitzim and Egg takes 21 days to be able to be created. Shehem can I get Esrim Be'echad Yoim, She Beinam Atzorim, She Misabla Mehamal Chorim Beisim Mikdash. Shal Ayyadeze Zoich Lanachama. The Bechinis Nachemu Nachemu, Bechinis Shabbos Nachemu. What he talks about over there in that Torah, it's a very deep Torah. He talks about the Agoizim, Agoizim, and Akram Luzib is the concept of the Luzbon. Luzbon is connected to the world of Nachama. That's where Tchias Amesim comes from. And the Agoizim take 21 days to be formed. And a Beitza takes 21 days to be formed. And those are the 21 days of Beinam Etzarim, the 21 days in between Shiva Asar B'Tamos and Tisha B'Av, the 21 days, the 3 weeks that we have. 3 weeks is the 21 days that we have. That's the Indian of the Beitza and the Indian of the Luz. And from there comes the Nechama. Why? Ki Ikar Nechama, the Etzema Luz, Shemen Eker Tchia. Where does the Nechama come from? The Nechama comes from that place where you can't be obliterated. That place, the Luz bone, which can't be wiped out, that's where the Nechama comes from. V'zeo Gamkin Mechines Beitza, She Nigris Be'esav Echid Yoyim, Kamay Ilon Luz, like this tree, which also takes 21 days to be able to form. Ayin Shom, B'Shvilza Eichlam Beitza, B'Shvilza Avsekas Ayin Shom. That's what Rechman says over there. And again, it's not relevant right now, this Indian of Agoizim that he talks about, this Indian of Luzim that he talks about, but this concept of 21 days that it takes to create the Egoiz, 21 days that it takes to create the Beitza, that's where the Nechama comes from, and that's where the Nachamu, the Shabbos Nachamu, comes from that place of the Egoizim. Well, L'chare T'mua, Me'achar Shabbat, the Bechinus Luz, Mer'am Zal Nechama, Madurim Daikin Nigram Be'asna Ve'achin Yoyim. Fractim Nachman, Renassan, I don't understand. Ramnachman over there is telling me that Egoizim takes 21 days to create. Those 21 days, Amaram is on the 21 days of Avelos. But you're also telling me that the Luz bone, right, which is this tree that he's calling with the Luz, is the secret of the Nechama. How does the Nechama have to do with the 21 days of mourning? Right? You're not telling me that it's the Shiva and the Nechemta that come after it. Tell me that the 3 weeks of Peronius, the Shalosh to Peronius, the 3 weeks of mourning between Shiva Asa V'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, those 3 weeks are what it takes to create the Luz. Create this egoism, shenikra luzim, these egoism that are called the luz, which come from this tree that's called the luz. But you also tell me that's the secret of the nechama. So what does the nechama have to do with the 21 days of mourning? It's a secret to each other. The mourning means that you're sad, that Shiva Asa V'Tamas till Tisha B'Av. And then after that, then you get the Shabbos Nachamu. But you're telling me that the luz is creating the 21 days that are paralleled between the 21 days of Avelus? And when you're eating the beitza, that's supposed to be the secret of the nechama, the secret of the luz bone, you're eating it at the Sudam of Sekes. So at the Sudam of Sekes, it's the one time you're not involved in nechama. That's the 21st, when you're getting to the 21st day, the day of the ultimate avelos, and then you're telling me you're eating a beitza, the beitza is maramas, the beitza takes 21 days. I don't know, that's connected to the secret of a nechama. The beitza is like the luz, like this egoiz that he talks about, this nut that he talks about that takes 21 days, and the beitza is the luz, but even the beitza at the Shudim of Sekes. So the whole thing that doesn't seem to make any sense, that there's a geizim called luz, and at the same time you're eating it. I'll just read in his lashon for 1 second. He says over here, he says, connect to the ilon luz, right, there's this concept of the ilon luz, that the beitza takes 21 days to make, the same as this ilon, takes 21 days to sprout, which is if Zel Gimel Shvuah, which is the Chafal of Yom Shabbat Mitzarim. We connect them to Ilon Luz. Is the Etzem of Luz Sheish Ba'ir for Adam, and that's the Etzem of the Luz, the bone of the Luz that's in the back of a person, the back of a person's skull. Sheisher Acher Kloyin Aguf. That even after the Guf gets totally destroyed, it's always going to remain there. Meni Yischadish Binyan Aguf. That's where the Guf gets to be recreated from. That's why we know that Malav Malka is connected to the side of the Luz. The person's Machpan Malav Malka. It gives Chias to the side of the Luz bone. But that's where the whole thing's taking place. Fakta Brachan Rassan. I don't know what Nachman's talking about. He's telling me that it takes 21 days to make this egoist, it's called a luz. This tree to be able to sprout takes 21 days. And those 21 days is the same amount of time it takes an egg to be able to hatch. But, and he told me that that's the secret of a nechama, but he told me it's connected to the 21 days of Avelos. What does Avelos have to do with nechama? What does nechama have to do with Avelos? And if it's nechama, why am I eating by the Sumaf Sekas? So Rasmussen says, again, it's a very short title over here. Rasmussen says, I don't know what Nachman's talking about. He's talking about an egoist as being the secret of nechama, because it's connected to 21 days of Avelos. How does nechama and Avelos go together? It's the opposite. Nechama only comes after the Avelos. Zakta Nasan, what Rav Nachman is saying is very, very understood. Ach kol zeh meira umeramez la'adam, she'i efshe l'shum adam, bechlal ubeprat, lovoy ela tikva ha'toiva, ki'im al yidei tzar v'yesurim umeriris gadol. Zakhtar ibn Asin, you know what Rabbi Nachman's talking about? You know how you get to the Shabbos Nachamu? You know you get the Nechama of the egg? You know you get to the Nechama of the Etzim of the Luz? Only through going through the 21 days of bitterness, that's how you're able to get to the secret of the Luz. That's how you're able to get to the secret of Nechama. Right? It's what the Zohar Kadosh says, Bereishah Chashucha V'hada Nahira. That everything in the world needs to begin with darkness, and from the place of the darkness, that's where you're able to reveal the light. But that's the site of the, we're talking about before, the Paraduma. The site of the Ufer of the Paraduma, the Efer of the Paraduma, is that from the ashes, the blackest part, when you burn everything, that's where you're able to be Matar somebody. From the darkest, the place of Tumas Meis, Avi Avoisa Tuma, from the place of the Parah, which is the Indian of Red, which is Aduma, which is the Indian of Gvura, which is the Indian of Dinim, which is the Peirej Dinim, from the darkest, darkest places, from the place where everything's destroyed, Bereisha Chashucha, that's Hadan Uri. Then you're able to come to the light, Vi Erev, Vi Biker. You're able to get to the place of light. So how are you going to get to the Nechama? The Nechama is not separate from the 21 days of Avelis. Only through going through the days of Avelis, only through experiencing the darkness, can you then experience the Nechama. Right? Like he's about to say, the Chazal say, that only somebody who is Zeicha, call him a Sabal al Yushalayim, Zeicha v'Rei B'Samachasoy. If you aren't a Sabal al Yushalayim, you're not going to get the Simcha. Maybe you'll be there when Mashiach comes, but you're not going to experience the Simcha. The Simcha could only be felt when you go through the bitterness, when you go through the darkness, when you go through Golas Mitzrayim, and then you come out of Golas Mitzrayim, only then can you experience Geula. Geula can't happen without Golas. Geula always needs to come out of the place of Golas. The contrast of being in the place of darkness and Dafka from the place of darkness, not, it's just different. Dafka from the place of darkness, Bereisha Chashucha, V'ada Nahura, V'yi Erev, V'yi Baker. Through the darkness is where the light comes out. It's impossible for a person to come to anything good. It has to begin with bitterness. It has to begin with a difficult time. And from the place of the difficulty, from the place of darkness, you can get the sweetness. The main pain is the fact that we're far from the Rabbanu Shalom. You have to go through the bitterness, because if you just want to skip the Shabbos Nachamu can't be a Nechama if you didn't experience the pain, because you can't have a Nechama if you didn't experience the pain, but you can't either just live in the pain. Right?
The worst, most difficult pain.
I sat in the most deepest, most bitter places. Right? It's the hardest nevuah to be able to read is the nevuah of Eicha. The nevuah which is talking about, I saw the bitterness of Klal Yisrael. Eicha Yashva Ir, that the ear was where Basi Am is now, Yashva Bada is now sitting alone. It's the most bitter, bitter, bitter nevuah to read. But B'toich Kach,
as he's going through the bitterness, call him Asabel Yerushalayim, as he's being Masabel,
now if you ask the average person, where's the Pasuk of Chazdei Hashem Kilei Samnu? Kilei Chalei Rachamav, the last place I'd probably pick is an Eicha. That's where the Pasuk's found. Chazdei Hashem Kilei Samnu, Kilei Chalei Rachamav. That it's never going to finish. That the Rachamav and the Chesed of the Rosh Hashem is always there. Kilei Samnu, Kilei Chalei, it's always there. Even in the place of Ani Agever, Ra Ani, I saw the greatest darkness, Dafko over there, able to megal the greatest are. Chadashim lebakarim, Rabba Munasecha, Opirish Rashi, Chesedim, Echadshim, Bechol Yoyim, Toiv Yochel, Vadum, Letzshuas Hashem, a bunch of psukim in a row where he's being Menachem himself right away. He said, no, things are not so bad. Ani Agever, Ra Ani, but at the same time, Chazdei Hashem, Kilei Samnu, Kilei Chalei Rachamav. So on the one hand, you have to have the bitterness, and the bitterness means that you really experience Ani Agever, Ra Ani. You have to experience, they call him Asabla Yerushalayim, but in that makam itself, while you're being Asabla Yerushalayim, that's where Mashiach is born. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, on by Mincha already, the time of Tisha B'Av, we stand up, we don't say Tachanan already, it's Karalai Moed, it's already called a Moed, it's already called a Yontif, because if you experience the bitterness properly, then from the bitterness, you're able to get to the greatest Simcha. From the place of the Marirus, from the darkness, from the Chayshach, you're able to experience the greatest Kolam Asabal, Al Yerushalayim, Zaych of Arabi Simchasai. So you have to experience it. But within the experience, don't get lost in the experience of the bitterness. Within the experience, also recognize Chaz Hashem Kilei Samnu Kilei Chalei Rachamav. Umi Shereis LaBakeach Chaim Amitim. A person wants to live a real life. Tzorich LaKabel LaAtzmei Eitzes Meizeh. Shebechol Amariris VaTzar VeYisurin SheOiven Olav. Befrat BeIkar Yisurim Amitim. Shem Yisurin Nefesh. For sure, when it comes to Ruchni Yistik Yisurim. VeGalusai HaGadol SheYirachayka Kolkach Meivir SheBashmayim. That Klal Yisrael,
is so far from the Rabbanu Shalom. We're trying to get out of the place that we're in. Every foot that we pick up to get out of Galus, we sink another 2 feet deeper in. The Baal Dover tells you, the Yetzirah tells you, it's done, it's over, you're finished. You're stuck in quicksand and you're never ever going to be able to get out. That even in the place of the greatest bitterness, and I'm experiencing the bitterness, I'm not circumventing it and ignoring it. I'm experiencing Kolamis Abul Yushalayim, but I'm also able to be Zayv Rechim Simchasa. Zayv Rebis Simchasa. Kamesha Amar Adinayim Reinav Rabbein Rizal. Like Nachman says, "Shein shem yish ba'olam klal." There's no yish in the world. Ulakayim says, "Oshav alibi alkin oicha lepasik in eicha chazde Hashem ki lesamnu ki lechalu rachamav la'olam." This is the balance that he needs to live with. Is that you have to live with that, with the avelos. You have to be able to experience that when you go through an avera and you do an avera, or klal yisrael as a whole is going through a massive galus. You have to experience that as being bitter. Which means you can't ignore the fact that after an avera, there's a certain richuk that takes place and a certain farness that you feel from the Rabbanu Shalom, and you have to experience that. Ignoring that, Rabbi Nassim saying, is not the answer. Because if you don't experience the bitterness of an avera, then you can never experience the joy of tshuva. The joy, the simcha of tshuva, is only able to be experienced by the person that was mesabel on the avera that you did. So you have to, on the one hand, feel the bitterness of the avera, feel the bitterness of galus, feel the bitterness of being rachuk from the Rabbanu Shalom in a real, real, real way. In a way that it becomes a reality too, that I feel bitter, I feel far, I feel distant, I feel that what I've done is already, the choices I've made are putting me on a path that's not good. At the same time, you have to believe 100%, I believe that as far and as dark and as difficult as the matzav that I'm in may look, at the same time the Marsham is right here. In Eicha, smack in the middle of Eicha, the Marsham is right here, the Marsham is schlepping me out. In Perek Gimel in Eicha, the Marsham is right there. Chaz de'ashem kilei samnu, kilei chalarachimov. So you have to experience both these at once. And he says, again, Misha reitze, lefakeach al chayim amitim. A person wants to live a good life, this is the only way to live a good life. You have to experience everything 100% of the way, but never get lost in the experience. Don't get lost, and I'll talk about soon, don't get lost in the experience of total taif. Don't get lost in thinking that everything's perfect. And don't get lost in the place of thinking everything fell apart and there is no hope. You have to be able to live at these balances. There's two balances. The balance on the one hand, I feel the bittersweet of galus, and not everything's perfect. Klal Yisrael is in a terrible, terrible matzav. Even though, yes, Baruch Hashem, things are somewhat going well, much better than maybe we're going for our grandparents. But at the same time, the richuk, the real tsar, the tsar ruchni, is meshunadik. The tsar that the Baruch Hashem feels that ruba, the ruba of Klal Yisrael, rave of Klal Yisrael is not from, is not ma'amim in the Rabbanu Shalom, is meshunadik tsar kaviyachal for the Shechina. Shouldn't the guitar, and you have to feel that. You have to be able to be in a place. At the same time, you have to be able to not get lost in that place of tsar, and to be able to say, you know, everything's done, and Klal Yisrael is never going to get out. To believe Chaz Deshem Kilesam. Remember, I was by the Kaisel 2 years ago. I was at a few chevra, so I was tearing Kriya. Somebody said, like, what are the machshavis you have when you're tearing Kriya? So obviously, it's come to say this. I'm going to Chazal to say, well, what's the machshavis you're supposed to have when you're tearing Kriya? This Reb Nosson saying is a machshavis you have to have. You have to be crying when you're tearing Kriya. You have to also be able to be Zeichab Rebis Machasai. That at the same time, you look at Harabayas, and there's no greater Chil Hashem than the fact that there's a mask sitting on top of Harabayas, on top of the Evan Shasiya, top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a mask sitting there. There's no, it's the biggest Chil Hashem. It should rip a Yitz heart out every time you look up at Harabayas and see the mask sitting there, that gold dome sitting there, the dome of the rock sitting there. It rips a Yitz heart out. At the same time, you have to also be able to see Zeichab Rebis Machasai. To be able to see it and to be able to imagine. Oyd Yeshu is a kain of his kainois, and to be able to imagine that the rechivus, the iri molu, to be able to imagine there's going to be yidden streaming up the harabayas with animals, and imagine the base of mikdash up there. I take my kids there. I try to tell them, like, this is, you know, the base of mikdash you're learning about in preschool and in kindergarten or first grade, learning about the base of mikdash. It's right up there. It's going to be right up there, and they're going to be walking up there with kabanas. When you're walking in there, there's going to be lechem upon him, and there's going to be the kruvim. You'll be able to see the menorah, and you'll be able to experience ruchi baschal afnei amakam. So you have to be able to live with these two things at once. You're tearing Kriya, and you have to be mamish kol misabla Yerushalayim, mamish to be misabla Yerushalayim, to cry when you're tearing Kriya, at the same time zeichav rei b'sam chasa. To also have the vision to be able to see that everything's, in 1 second, that gold, all the gold is going to be totally melted down, and for carrot, it's going to be everything's going to be flipped over on its head. They're going to be v'nahapachu, and from the worst tzar is going to come the greatest gila hashchina, and in the car of mamish, the Gila Shchin is going to be there, the Sheikh is going to be there, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be there, and everything is going to turn over on its head. And Reb Nosson saying, if you want to live life for real, this is the only way to live life. The only way to live life is to really experience the pain Because if you don't experience that, you can't experience joy. If you push out the pain that comes into a person's life, Sai Ruchnis and Sai Gashpias, if after I do an Avera, I'm numb to the fact that I did an Avera, if after I go through a physical tsar, if after something's not working out in my life, I lost a job, a shidduch didn't work out, something's not working out with my kid, I'm just, oh, it's fine. I just ignore it. So I'm not able to experience the joy of when things do go well. That when the person does get engaged, when the kid does do well in yeshiva, when the person does get the job, you can't experience the simcha either. You have to be able to be misabel al Yushalayim. You have to be able to be zeich. You have to be able to be margish the tzar, and to recognize that from the tzar, from that place of the tzar yisum riris gadol, that's where the greatest tikva comes from. That's where you're able to then experiencing the simcha. And again, like I said, don't get caught up in the tzar to then get stuck in that place of the quicksand. But in that makam, I'm also able to believe and I'm able to recognize that I can pull myself out very, very quickly. In 1 second, everything can turn on its head. This is the ultimate way. Rasan says, you want to live life properly? You have to know the secret. You have to be able to experience it 100%, to feel it 100%, feel the pain, and maybe be able to feel the simcha. Tzaddikim are tchilas nisurin, v'seif and shalva. V'kol echad me Yisrael, v'b'chin is tzaddik. Right, Chazal said, the Medrash from Rish Rabbah says, Tzaddikim are Tchilas and Yisurin, V'Seif and Shalva. That's not only talking about Tzaddikim that we think it's Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim is every Yid. K'mayshe Kasev, Amech Chulun Tzaddikim. Right? It's not just a song, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Amech Chulun Tzaddikim. Every Yid is a Tzaddik. Right? You have to believe that Amech Chulun Tzaddikim, V'chol Echad Me Yisrael, V'chin Tzaddik. V'chol Misha writes to L'Skarv al Kedushis Yisrael Be'emes. Anybody who wants to be Miskarv to Kedushis Yisrael properly, Behechrech Sheyavar Alav Meriris Harbe Ba'oid Belishir. The reality of being a carve yourself to Rabbanu Shalom is going to be Mariris. Mariris and Ruchnius, Mariris and Gashmius. And only through going through Bereisha Chashucha, only then can you get to Hodin Nahira. Only through V'Yerev can you get to V'Yibaker. V'Yev Shaliska Shashum Kedusha Amitis. Hashem gives you the kayak to be able to get through that pain. Al yidei how? Shatikva shemak shemakavim laachras atayiv b'kayak atzadik emeshek far zochel lenetzeach laachras atayiv kazek. Because I can believe that things are going to turn around. Because I know that chaz deshem kilo yisamna, that in the middle of eicha, I can see chaz deshem kilo yisamna kilo chala rachamav, that I can recognize that it's dark and it's difficult. And as much as I'm feeling the meriris, the bitterness of the ruchnis or gashmis I'm going through, I also know that everything's going to turn around. I also know that the Rabbanu Shalom, from the pain, and dafka by being misabal Yushalayim, that's how I'm going to be able to be zeichav rebis mechase. Through going through the nesiyonis that I'm going through the difficulty, the challenge I'm going through, that's how I'm going to be able to be zeichav rebis mechase. The chol zeh merumis v'inyil blus v'beitza. All of that is merumis v'inyil blus v'beitza. Why? Ki b'chol dvorim sheba'olam, ki b'chol dvorim sheba'olam, yesh bem ramazim g'doylam v'neflom l'skarv elav yizbarach. Yeah? Politic line. Ki b'chol dvorim sheba'olam. This line should be plastered all over the world. Everything in the world, yesh bem ramazim gedolim v'niflam l'skarv elav yisbarach. Everything in the world has ramazim in order to be makar of a person elav yisbarach, to bring a person close to the Rabbanu Shalom. Ki kol dvarim shebe'olam lo nivru ki b'shvil zeh. The world was created to be makar of you and to be makar of klal yisrael, makar of the whole world to the Rabbanu Shalom. Ve'ein lam shum chiyas v'kim kiyam al yidei zeh. The only reason why there's any creation, any tree in the world, any animal in the world, is only to be makar of the whole world to the Rabbanu Shalom. Ayidei shiyash b'em chiyas meitzes atar ha'kadoshu. Shem shum chiyas v'kim kol ha'dvarim ki yadua. Ba'al ken aluzva beitza. This agoizim, shenikra luz, this nut that he's talking about over there in Torah Pei Hei, the guzim anikrim luzim, these are guzim, which are called the luz, and the beitza, both of them are 21 days. Shem ravzim al ikra nechama, al kenim daiko negmarim ba'esav ha'echad yoyim, shem ravzim al veish ha'bein ha'mitzarim. Zoktim rasin, you know how you get to nechama? The nechama is not separate from the 21 days of pain. The 21 days of pain cause the nechama that comes after. So you're eating the egg. The egg takes 21 days to create. The luz bone, which the luz is the secret of the nechama, is that point of chaz de Hashem kila chalu. Is that point which never could be wiped out as a luz bone, that part of a person that can't be wiped out, that's where that it comes from, the 21 days of Avelis. L'hayris, kolanal, she'ir she'lovay el nechama, kimo de Avelis v'tzar. You know how you come to the luz bone? You know how you come to the beitza, which is the nechama? Right? That's what the suda that they serve to Avelim is always something which is round. They serve a beitza very often because they're trying to show them that everything's going to turn around. You know how you get to that? Not from ignoring everything that you went through in the 3 weeks, during the weeks of the Beit HaMitzarim, Fakir. From the Beit HaMitzarim, that's how you get to the Luz bone. From the Beit HaMitzarim, that's how you get to the Beitza. Sisu ato, misoyis kolam es abma alea. Kumei shamro, kolam es abu yushalayim, zeichem rebe zamachase. Kumei shakasav, losam la avei leitzin, pe'er tachas efer. Right, pe'er means the ultimate glory, and the efer, which is the ashes, is the same word. Pe'er tachas efer. Right, that's why every chasen, on the day of his chasana, they put ashes in the place of the makam of the tefillin. Because pe'er is called the tefillin. The tefillin are called the pe'er.
That's why we don't want tefillin. That's why we don't want tefillin on Tisha B'Av in the morning, because tefillin are called the pe'er. And the pasuk says pe'er tachas efer, that what we experience in Tisha B'Av is efer, that is ashes there in the place of the pe'er and the place of the tefillin. That's when Aval also doesn't wear tefillin the first day, because it's pe'er, the efer is in the place of the pe'er. And what happens when Mashiach comes is not that there's some other thing called a nechama. No, the nechama comes from the ashes. From the ashes themselves. From the efer of the parah. From the ashes of the parah aduma. That's where the tahara comes from. The person is misa. It's aviyah v'isatoma. From the ashes, that's where the tahara comes from. From the efer, that's where the parah. That's why it's the same oisis. Efer is pe'er. Pe'er tachas efer. V'cheinu b'chol adam, v'chol zman, v'inin galusa v'itzara v'yisurin sh'evet alavu kanal. Every person, and every experience they're going through, every difficulty they're going through, this is the secret. The secret is called Masal B'Yishlaim Zoyche B'Rebis M'chasay. That it's not that I'm going to experience pain and then I'm going to move away from the pain and things are going to turn around. No, from the pain itself, from the Cheshech, from the Meriris, from the Bereisha Cheshucha, from the Vihi Erev, that's where Vihi Baker comes. From the Amanascha B'Leilois, that's where Lahagat B'Baker Chazecha comes. When a person knows this, then he doesn't ignore the pain, because he realizes that the pain is the secret to the joy, that the only way to get to the Raya V'Simchas is only Kol B'Sal B'Yishlaim. But a person also doesn't get lost in the Avelos. A person doesn't get too caught up in the Avelos and lose himself in the Avelos, because he realizes that the Avelos is just a prerequisite to get to the place of Simcha. In the middle, a person experiences the Meriris, and then he gets to the place of Simcha. This is the Avodah. And again, we have to get to we'll continue next week where he gets to what this has to, huh? It's not enjoying it, because you have to feel the pain, but it's I'm experiencing the pain with the knowledge that the pain is what's going to build me up in order to create something much bigger from that. Not that I'm going to be built up despite the pain, but the pain is what causes the gain, right? No pain, no gain means that the pain itself becomes the gain. That through the pain, I'm going to get the gain. That if there's no sweat, if there's no blood and tears, then I'm not going to be able to experience the gain. So Mela Kol Masal B'Yishlaim, I have to be Mesabel. Because if I don't cry over Yishalayim, then there's no simcha when Yishalayim is rebuilt. Kol Masal B'Yishlaim, I feel the pain. And he's saying every tzara that a person goes through, right? B'chol tzara, b'chol adam, every tzara a person goes through, a person has to feel the tzara of the richuk from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And a person doesn't have erev, any tzaring, ruchnis or gashmis, feel the pain and recognize at the same time that because you're feeling the pain, from the pain, that's where the nacham is going to come from. That's where the goal is going to come from. And therefore, the side of the luz bone and the side of the luz, that goes in a nickel luzim, which he's talking about in Torah Pehei, is that they take 21 days to create, and those 21 days are the 28 days of Beinah Mitzvarim. Because from the Beinah Mitzvarim, that's where you get the Shabbos Nachabu. Shabbos Nachabu is not, it's not like a separate thing. Like, we have Beinah Mitzvarim, and okay, now we're finished with that. Now, let's do a new zach called Shabbos Nachamu. No, Shabbos Nachamu is a hemshech to the Beinah Mitzvarim. That you could only get the Shabbos Nachamu if you really experience Beinah Mitzvarim. Otherwise, you're not going to dance on Matzah Shabbos Nachamu. You can only dance on Matzah Shabbos Nachamu if you cried on Tisha B'Av. And if you really were Mesal B'Yishlaim, Zeichav Rebbe Zemachas. It's like this with all pain. If a person really felt the pain of, you know, a shidduch not working out, then you really be able to experience the joy when it does work out. And if you're able to feel the tzar and recognize that the tzar causes the simcha, then a person is able to experience it properly and not get lost in it. Again, we'll continue next week where it gets to the concept of Beitzim, it gets to eggs. Because what we just said has nothing to do with eggs, except for the fact of eating eggs, and why this is the simon of the base that has to be sharp on one end and round the other end. And hopefully we'll get to what I began with, is how this has to do with the ka'ara, why the base is in the ka'ara.